Give yourself support this season with a Boost. Whether you're looking for energy, better sleep, or something else to help you feel your healthiest. It can be really hard to know what vitamins or supplements you should be taking, but Care of makes it easy to find out what you specifically need to be at the top of your game. Care of's fun online quiz asks you about your diet, health goals, and lifestyle choices, and takes only 5 minutes to find out your personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations. They make sure what you're putting into your body comes from the best sources, backed by honest guidance and transparency. Care of has made my daily supplementation easier and more convenient than ever before. For 25% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter sleep and relax. That's takecareof.com, promo code sleep and relax for 25% off your first Care of order. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. This episode, we are doing part two of the travel show. Now, if you didn't catch part one, essentially what we are doing is learning about countries in alphabetical order. I'm giving my commentary on what I know about the country in some cases. I'm reading the notes provided by Wikipedia. I'm not going to provide any political commentary because, frankly, I don't think this is. No politics, just all for fun. Hopefully to have you asleep by the end of the podcast, or maybe focused, maybe just a little bit more relaxed, whatever it needs to serve, whatever service, whatever purpose it needs to serve for you today. We are doing letters I through possibly R, depending on time. I am recording a little bit later than usual, so I may be a little bit pressed for time, but let's just jump into it. First country, letter I, travel show part two, is India, the Republic of India. It is a UN member state. India is a federation of 29 states and 7 union territories. India claims the entire territory of Kashmir as one of its states, but only exercises control over part of it, while the rest is controlled by the People's Republic of China and Pakistan. I don't know much about the territory of Kashmir. I know the song by Led Zeppelin with the same name. India has always been an interesting country to me. I've always wanted to go there. And in particular, I've always been fascinated with the Taj Mahal. I remember, you know how when you're a kid, you get certain things in your head and they just kind of stick there? Like you wake up and you'll go about your day and then for some reason you're just thinking about, you know, a word, or you're thinking about a place, or you're thinking about an event. That's kind of how I was with the Taj Mahal when I was like 12. I don't know why, I learned about the Taj Mahal and I was so impressed by it and so in awe of the overall landscape and architecture behind it that I, I always wanted to go and appreciate it. But I remember being 12 and just telling people, like, let's go to the Taj Mahal, let's go to the Taj Mahal. And a few years later, I'm no longer 12 and still haven't gone. One day. Maybe I'll do a ramble about what I would like to do in India. Next, we move on to Indonesia, the Republic of Indonesia. It is a UN member state. Indonesia has 5 provinces with official special autonomy status. I'm probably not going to say these correct, but I'll give them a try. Aceh, Jakarta, SCR, Yogyakarta SR, Papua, and West Papua. I have no comment otherwise because I don't know much about Indonesia. Next we have Iran, or Iran, if you're, I guess, an American listener. I'm American at least. Islamic Republic of Iran, or Iran, UN member state. No other comments provided by Wikipedia. Next, we move on to Iraq, or Iraq, the Republic of Iraq. Iraq is a federation of 19 governorates, five of which make up the autonomous Iraqi Kurdistan. Next, we move to Ireland, also a UN member state and a member of the EU. Ireland, I've heard from a couple people. I had a co-worker about 6 months ago visit Ireland, and she did a whole Euro trip where she was in Ireland, Scotland, she did Portugal, she did England. She did one of those crazy trips. And when I asked her what her favorite country was, I thought she was going to say, you know, maybe Portugal. She went to the beach, maybe Spain, maybe England. I don't know. And she actually said Ireland. She said Ireland was the nicest people, the most fun people. And she had an absolute blast in Dublin. So, very interesting. What else do I know about Ireland? Conor McGregor. That's about it. Next, we have Israel, the state of Israel. UN member state. It is partially unrecognized. Israel exerts strong control over the territory claimed by Palestine. Israel annexed East Jerusalem, an annexation not recognized by the international community. Israel maintains varying levels of control over the rest of the West Bank. And although Israel is no longer has a permanent civilian or military presence in the Gaza Strip, following its unilateral disengagement, it is still considered by some to be the occupying power under international law. Israel is not recognized as a state by 32 UN members, including most Arab states, nor by the SADR, which I guess is, I don't know, Saudi Arabia Democratic Republic, I'm not sure. Moving on, we have Italia, the Italian Republic. Member of the EU, Italy has five autonomous regions with varying levels of autonomy from the central government of Italy and known officially as special status regions. And they include Aosta Valley, literally never heard of this, Friuli Venezia Giulia, never heard of that either, Sardinia, Sicily, and Trentino Alto Adige / Sud Tirol. I've heard of Sardinia. Of course, I've heard of Sicily. Although I've never quite understood why. Which I guess the note here makes it clearer why Sicilians don't identify as Italians. This is an autonomous region. So I guess they sort of take pride in that separation, where Italy is, you know, basically granted them special status. What do I know about Italy? I'll have to go there one day. Great food. Obviously excellent pasta and pizza. I'd love to compare. I would definitely love to compare how the pasta and pizza in Italy differ from, say, an Italian restaurant in the United States. Next, we have Ivory Coast, which I think I said in Travel Show Part 1, because it's the Republic of Cote d'Ivoire. So, almost, because I remember I made a comment about Didier Drogba. So, I think I already said that. Next up, we have Jamaica, UN member state. Jamaica is a Commonwealth realm. And then we have Japan, UN member state. Japan is a country that I have longed to visit, above India, above Europe. I have an interest in exploring more places, but Japan in particular has always, for me, been really interesting. One of my favorite movies is Lost in Translation, and, If you haven't seen Lost in Translation, I encourage you to do so. And it just kind of made me lust after, getting a taste of that lifestyle in Japan. It's just something different. Just totally something different. And I just haven't because of primarily the travel. I gotta be honest, the travel time for me is something, and I know it's really silly, but the idea of being on a plane for however many hours it is, 16, 18, 20, 24, when you include layovers possibly. I just, for me, it is so far away that I haven't truly built up, a plan to get there. But one day I will. Last country with letter J. Not even realizing that we had gotten to J. Obviously, we ended I with Ivory Coast, and then we started J with Jamaica. Now we move on to the last country with letter J, which is Jordan, Hashemite Kingdom. Hashemite, I think I'm saying that right. Kingdom of Jordan. It is a UN member state. Next, we move on to Kazakhstan, or the Republic of Kazakhstan. It is a UN member state. I actually had a university friend or college friend from Kazakhstan whose name was Sadaf. I'm not sure if that is a common Kazakh name. I only say her name because the likelihood that she's the likelihood that her or me is quite low. Next we have Kenya, or the Republic of Kenya, UN member state. A lot of runners, long distance runners, right? Next we have a country I've never heard of, which is Kiribati, Republic of Kiribati. It is a UN member state, and Wikipedia does not provide more information. They look to have a really nice flag. It almost looks like a sunset. You have the blue or the waves and the sun kind of setting in the background. Maybe rising. Maybe it's actually a rising sun, not a setting sun. Next we have Korea North. So North Korea, Democratic People's Republic of Korea. It is claimed by South Korea. North Korea is not recognized by three UN members: France, Japan, and South Korea. Then we have Korea South, Republic of Korea, which is claimed by North Korea. South Korea has one autonomous region, Jeju-do. South Korea is not recognized by the one UN member, which is North Korea. South Korea, yeah. Whenever I do make my way out to Japan, I will definitely also visit South Korea for a little bit. Next up, we have Kosovo, which I've always understood just to be a region, not a country. Then we have Kuwait, state of Kuwait. I also have a college buddy who was from Kuwait. All I really remember about Kuwait was small country, rich country, and full citizens were given basically like a stipend or many services paid for, and they were basically just paid, a basic income for being Kuwaiti citizens. Next, we have Kyrgyzstan, a UN member state, the Kyrgyz Republic. Don't know anything about this country. And that was letter K. Again, there really aren't that many countries per letter. Next, we move on to the letter L. We have Laos, Lao People's Democratic Republic, UN member state. Then we have Latvia, Republic of Latvia, member of the EU, and a UN member state, if I haven't said that already. I think Kristaps Porzingis is from Latvia. That's all I know. Lebanon, Lebanese Republic, UN member state. Maybe the makers of hummus? I'm not sure. Are they the founders? Next, we have Lesotho, spelled L-E-S-O-T-H-O. I think I'm pronouncing that right. It's a kingdom of Lesotho, UN member state. Lesotho, I think, is a very small country in the southern part of Africa. I think it borders South Africa and another country. I'm not sure, to be honest. The only reason why I know a little bit about Lesotho was I had a high school classmate whose parents were missionaries, and they were actually in Lesotho for, I think, 5 years before he joined the school that I was attending. So very interesting. Yeah. Tiny, tiny country. Next, we have Liberia, Republic of Liberia. Then we have Libya, also a UN member state. Liechtenstein, Principality of Liechtenstein, UN member state. Lithuania, Republic of Lithuania, UN member state and member of the EU. And then we have the last country with the letter L, which is Luxembourg, or the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg. Spelled D-U-C-H-Y. I'm not sure how to say that. UN member state and a member of the EU. Now, I haven't really said much about the countries I just mentioned because I don't know anything about them, unfortunately. I don't know a lot about a lot. You know, I definitely don't pretend to be. I take like the Bill Burr approach, which is just, you know, ramble on and just tell people you don't know because you don't. Letter M, Macedonia. The Republic of Macedonia is a UN member state. Because of the Macedonia naming dispute, the country is referred to by the UN and a number of states and international organizations as the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. Next up, we have Madagascar, or the Republic of Madagascar. I've seen the movies. That's all I know. Next, we have Malawi, Republic of Malawi, UN member state. Next is Malaysia, UN member state. Malaysia is a federation of 13 states and 3 federal territories. The Maldives, UN member state. Nice beaches, as far as I can understand, Mali, Republic of Mali, UN member state. Malta, UN member state and a member of the EU. The Marshall Islands, or the Republic of the Marshall Islands, is a UN member state and under compact of free association with the United States. Next, we have Mauritania, Islamic Republic of Mauritania, UN member state. I've actually never heard of Mauritania. Mauritius, Mauritius, I think. Republic of Mauritius. Mauritius has an autonomous island, Rodriguez. Just based on the spelling, I'm assuming that this is an island near Portugal. I'm not sure. I've actually never heard of this place till now. I think we've all heard of the next one. It's Mexico, the United Mexican States. Mexico is a federation of 31 states and one autonomous city. Although I do have a little bit of a confession. I think Mexican food, it's just not for me. It's funny. I mean, it's like a very unpopular opinion. I'm not even sure why I'm sharing it. I guess it's just, I want to be honest with you guys. It's just, my significant other loves Mexican food. Like she loves Mexican food. And it's just not for me. I think it's a little bit boring, I'll be honest. I just think it's, you know, it's rice or tortilla, it's a meat, and it's beans. You know, it's some variation of that right there. It's blasphemous. Although I like their beer, that's for sure, you know. like their beer. And, yeah, not else. Not much else to say there. My apologies to my Mexican brothers and sisters. I don't dislike you guys. I just think your food is a little bit overhyped. That's all. Please don't email me. Micronesia is the next one. Federated States of Micronesia, UN member state, under compact and free association with the United States. The Federal States of Micronesia is a federation of four states. Next, we have Moldova, the Republic of Moldova, also a UN member state. Moldova has the autonomous regions of Gagauzia and Transnistria, the latter of which has established a de facto state. Monaco, Principality of Monaco, basically like a fake country. It's like the most luxurious lifestyle for millionaires and billionaires on the planet. They have a track there, or the whatever, I don't know the competition, maybe it's like F1 Grand Prix or something like that. I'm not too well versed in racing. They have a an annual race there, and yeah, really fancy place. I have a friend who visits there every now and then. He's not that fancy, but you know, he enjoys taking part of that for a few days here and there. Mongolia, UN member state. Montenegro, UN member state. Next we have Morocco, Kingdom of Morocco. UN member state. Morocco claims sovereignty over Western Sahara and controls most of it, which is disputed by Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic. Mozambique, Republic of Mozambique, UN member state. Myanmar, Republic of the Union of Myanmar, UN member state. We move on to letter N. Namibia, or the Republic of Namibia, UN member state. Next up, we have a place I've never actually heard of, which is Nauru, N-A-U-R-U. It is the Republic of Nauru. Quite literally don't know anything about them, but I like their flag. It's blue with a line right in the middle. It's very soothing. Next, we have Nepal, Federal Democratic Republic of Nepal. Nepal is a federation composed of 14 zones. Next, we have the Netherlands, or the Kingdom of the Netherlands, UN member state. Member of the EU, the Kingdom of the Netherlands includes four areas with substantial autonomy, including Aruba, Curaçao, the Netherlands, and Saint Maarten. The continental part of the Netherlands, Aruba, Curaçao, and Saint Maarten, form the four constituent countries of the kingdom. Three other territories, Bonaire, Saba, and Saint Eustatius, are special municipalities of the continental Netherlands. The designation Netherlands can refer either to be continental Netherlands or to the short name for the entire kingdom. Well, we'd like to go visit there one day. Next up, New Zealand, UN member state. New Zealand is a Commonwealth realm and has the dependent territories of Ross Dependency and Tokelau. New Zealand has responsibilities for, but no rights of control over, two freely associated states, including the Cook Islands and Niue. The Cook Islands and Niue have diplomatic relations with 46 and 18 UN members, respectively. They have full treaty-making capacity in the UN and are members of some UN specialized agencies. Next, we have Nicaragua, Republic of Nicaragua. Nicaragua contains two autonomous regions, Atlantico Sur and Atlantico Norte. Next, we have Niger, Republic of Niger, UN member state. Then we have Nigeria, Federal Republic of Nigeria. Nigeria is a federation of 36 states and one federal territory. I think they refer to their national soccer team as the Eagles, I think. Next we have Norway, UN member state. Svalbard is an integral part of Norway, but has a special status due to the Svalbard Treaty. Jan Mayen is an island that is an integral part of Norway, although unincorporated. Norway has the dependent territories of Bouvet Island, Peter I Island, or Peter I Island, and Queen Maud Land. Next, we have the only country with the letter O, which is Oman, or the Sultanate of Oman. Obviously, learning geography in middle school and high school, the stupid joke that middle and high schoolers always repeat to each other was, you had Oman and then Yemen. So, you know, you do that stupid thing, it's like, oh man, Yemen, oh man, Yemen, and it just continued. I just remember looking at the geography of the Middle East, and then, you know, it's like, it happened like once every geography class, so stupid. Letter P, Pakistan, Islamic Republic of Pakistan. Pakistan is a federation of four provinces, one capital territory, and tribal regions. Pakistan disputes the entire territory of Kashmir with India and part of it with the People's Republic of China. It exercises control over certain portions of Kashmir, but has not officially annexed any of it, instead regarding it as a disputed territory. Next we have Palau, Republic of Palau. Under compact of free association with the United States, it is a UN member state. Next, we have Palestine, State of Palestine, UN observer, member of one UN specialized agency. It is partially unrecognized, disputed by Israel. The declared State of Palestine has received diplomatic recognition from 137 states. The proclaimed state has no agreed territorial borders or effective control on how much of the territory that it proclaimed. Next up is Panama, Republic of Panama, UN member state. Beautiful country, been there a couple times. City of Panama, you know, Panama City is, in my opinion, very impressive. And they're further ahead than every country in Central America in terms of infrastructure and size. Costa Rica is comparable, but Costa Rica really can't boast any city the way Panama City is. Papua New Guinea, independent state of Papua New Guinea. Papua New Guinea is a Commonwealth realm with one autonomous region, Bougainville. Next we have Paraguay, Republic of Paraguay, UN member state and member of the UNASOL. Peru, Republic of Peru, UN member state, member of the UNASOL. The Philippines, Republic of the Philippines. The Philippines contains one autonomous region, autonomous region in Muslim Mindanao. Poland, Republic of Poland. It is a member of the UN and the EU. We have Portugal, member of the EU. Portugal contains two autonomous regions, Azores and Madeira. Of course, it is the birthplace of Cristiano Ronaldo. Next, we have the only country with the letter Q, which is, oh, sorry, that was my phone. I thought I turned it off. We have the only country, the letter of Q, which is Qatar or Qatar, depending on who you ask. I've heard both from people that I think are pretty smart, so I'll just say both. Next, we have Romania, member of the EU and UN member state. Russia, Russian Federation, is a UN member state and is officially a federation of 85 federal subjects, republics, oblast, krays, autonomous okrugs, federal cities, and an autonomous oblast. I don't know what that means. Several of the federal subjects are ethnic republics. Russia also forms a union state jointly with Belarus. Then we have Rwanda, Republic of Rwanda, UN member state. And the last country or territory mentioned on part two of the travel show, Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic. No information provided, and and I am not knowledgeable enough to provide you much commentary at all. So you did it. That was, what, like maybe 25 minutes, close to it, of Travel Show Part 2. You made it. Hopefully you're asleep by now. If not, hopefully you learned something. Maybe you are relaxed. Either way, hopefully you enjoyed it. If you have any comments, suggestions, you can always email the show at hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. Check us out on Radio Public, excellent podcast streaming app. That's all for this episode. Thanks as always for listening, and take care.